innocent victims from Maryland, Virginia, the District of Columbia, Alabama, and Louisiana have paid the ultimate price. It is appropriate, it is imperative that the ultimate sanction be available for those who have committed these crimes.
Almost exactly 7 years ago, that's Attorney General John Ashcroft at a news conference talking about the D.C. sniper case and calling for the death penalty for the two men who were apprehended in that case. Back in October 2002, the Washington, D.C. area was crippled with fear as John Allen Muhammad and a then-teenaged accomplice shot 16 apparently random victims in sniper fashion. 10 people were killed in the D.C. area. Now, even though it has taken years to get to this moment, it would seem as though the case of John Allen Muhammad would present clarity to the justice system.
You'd think, yeah.
I mean, if there was ever a moment to apply the death penalty, this case of a man who gunned down innocent people, who toyed with police trying to apprehend him, who seemed to derive pleasure from his carnage, and who has shown little or no remorse since he was arrested, let's not note that, that this would be a clear case for capital punishment. Some of the 10 victims' family members will be on hand to witness the execution tonight. We are joined this morning by Cheryl Witz. Her father was killed by Muhammad and his accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, in Tucson, Arizona, before they started their spree in the D.C. area. She's flown from Phoenix to the Washington, D.C. area to witness the execution. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Also with us is Dr. Sidney Weissman. He's a professor of psychiatry at Northwestern University, a former Air Force psychiatrist during the Vietnam War when he treated servicemen mourning close friends lost in battle. Dr. Weissman, good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to say right at the outset here, this is not a counseling session. This is not a debate. This is an attempt to explore the possibility of clarity in a case like this. Cheryl Witz, you've decided for your own reasons, and I'm dying to hear them, to witness this execution. What do you imagine this experience is going to deliver for you and for your family?
I've thought about it so much, and I just, from the very beginning, didn't ever want my father to be forgotten. And, you know, he took a major part of my life away when he took my father. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to expect in this. I'm really not. I hope to find, final justice.
Right.
And peace.
And let's be clear about it. Your sense of sort of groping for words here is not a lack of clarity. You are absolutely certain why you are there and clear with your decision to witness this execution, right?
Oh my, yeah, definitely. I've said all along, I want to be there when this happens, and now I'm here, and I definitely don't have any regrets in coming. That's for sure. It's
a big moment.
It is.
It's a big moment.
I don't have any idea how I'm going to feel.
Dr. Weissman, forgive me, but I find myself a little envious of that sense of clarity that Cheryl Witz has. How rare do you think that is?
Well, I think that's very difficult. I think in this sort of situation, one confronts two different issues. One is the mourning for the lost person, one's father, sister, brother, mother, all of these sorts of people were killed. And this kind of death creates all sorts of complexities in just the mourning process. Mm. Then you have to contend with your feelings towards the person who did the crime. So you have two separate kinds of issues: mourning a loss and dealing, in this case, with the person who committed the offense. And you have to come to terms, and I think the correct word is peace, with yourself about dealing with these two events these two issues.
And in a way, the justice system is all about each in their own way, no matter how far removed they are from the event, finding the same kind of peace, a small slice of it, a much larger slice for Cheryl Witz. Dr. Sidney Weissman is a professor of psychiatry at Northwestern University and a former Air Force psychiatrist. Cheryl Witz, we're talking about closure today. Is that a term that's meaningful to you?
Very much so. Very much so. This is, I got my closure 2 years ago. When we found out everything that when Malvo confessed.
Now, Malvo, let me just remind people, is the teenaged accomplice. He confessed, and you actually had contact with him, right?
Yes, I did, yes. He contacted me through the prison, and he apologized. And so I got my closure then just by knowing that it was for sure him and hearing him, you know, apologize to me as a mother. You know, that was a very hard thing.
But if you got your closure already, then what are you hope? What are you? I mean, you said you don't know what you're hoping, but isn't the point of watching the execution of seeing justice done? Isn't that also to find closure?
You know, I guess in a way it probably is. It's just really hard to explain because I feel like he took part in watching my father take his last breath. And it's just really important for me to watch him take his.
Right, and we should just recall the details. Malvo, of course, the accomplice, the teenage accomplice, but John Allen Muhammad is the man who is going to be executed by lethal injection tonight in a prison in Virginia. You know, Cheryl, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing with us. I want to ask you a couple more questions, but Dr. Sidney Weissman, how much does it vary from person to person, this sense of wanting to experience this kind of symmetry, to observe an execution, to seek closure in this particular way?
Well, I think it's totally different for each individual. There are people who who've had family members murdered who continue to be opposed to the death penalty. There's every conceivable potential response. There's no right response. There's no wrong response. But I think we have to be aware just of that, so that the issue is also in our society. We deal with society, deals with the retribution and the response to the perpetrator of the crime, not us as individuals. So there is a need to address that, to come to one's own internal peace with the individual who committed the crime.
Right.
In many places, we don't know who committed the crime.
Exactly.
And so you still have to come to your own peace, and that is to deal with your mourning and the loss. The unnecessary loss. But I do not believe that there is any one way that we have studied this or know how to do this. Can't possibly be true in terms of the complexity of all of us.
Well, Dr. Sidney Weissman, professor of psychiatry at Northwestern University, thanks for being with us. Cheryl Witz, just one last question. Is closure the same as justice?
Maybe in a way it is. After I'm listening to Dr. Weissman, you know, maybe in a way it really is. Well, I mean, this is his final destination.
Indeed. Cheryl Witz will be at the execution, if it proceeds tonight, of John Allen Muhammad at the prison in Virginia. Cheryl Witz, her father was killed by Muhammad and his accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, in Tucson, Arizona, before what became the D.C. sniper case. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.